AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. The FBI is publishing material about confidential interviews with Hillary Clinton and others from its recently closed investigation into the former Secretary of State's use of a private email server. AP White House correspondent Mark Smith has details.
The FBI hardly ever publishes interview notes and other documents like this from an investigation that concludes without the bringing of charges. In this case, it's not only doing that, it's releasing them during a heated presidential campaign in which one candidate's called the other a crook and a liar.
FBI Director James Comey says while Clinton and her aides had been extremely careless, there was no evidence they intentionally mishandled classified information. Tallahassee, Florida took a hit from what is now Tropical Storm Hermine.
In the city's history, this may have been the most significant hit to our electric utility system, with over 80% of our system having been affected by last night's storm.
Mayor Andrew Gillum says it's going to take a lot of work to clean up the city. Governor Rick Scott says there's been at least one storm-related death in Florida. Hermine is now in Georgia, headed to the Carolinas. Eric Blake at the National Hurricane Center says Hermine will still be producing a lot of rain.
5 to 10 inches, isolated maximum amounts of 15, possible over the eastern Carolinas. In addition, you've got tropical storm warnings all up for that area. So strong gusty winds and a few tornadoes are also possible in that area.
Forecasters say anyone along the East Coast needs to be paying close attention to Hermine this weekend. Brock Turner's sentence was cut in half. He was released from jail in California. The former Stanford swimmer was convicted of sexually assaulting an unconscious woman. Instead of a 6-month sentence, he was freed after 3 months. Stanford Law School professor Michelle Dauber is leading an effort to recall the judge.
To victims of sexual violence, it sent the message, don't bother to call the police because you will not get justice. And to potential perpetrators, it sent the message, don't worry, the courts will have your back.
This is AP Radio News. Stocks are higher. The Dow Jones Industrial's up about 30 points. The Food and Drug Administration is banning some chemicals from liquid soap.
The government says makers of liquid soap haven't proven the chemicals are safe and that they really do prevent germs from spreading. Research suggested that two of the chemicals could actually interfere with hormone levels and lead to drug-resistant bacteria. A cleaning industry spokesman says most companies have already reformulated their products, dumping the now banned chemicals. Rita Foley, Washington.
Russia's state news agency is citing the government of Uzbekistan as saying President Islam Karimov is dead. Rumors of his death have circulated for days. Karimov was 78. There were reports he was taken to a hospital last week. His daughter Lola said he had suffered from a brain hemorrhage. Karimov was the only leader of independent Uzbekistan. There was an earlier report his funeral will be held tomorrow. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.